Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell. Welcome you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. This coming Sunday, we're going to celebrate the last Sunday in ordinary time. It is the conclusion of the liturgical calendar and is dedicated to the feast of Christ the King, ruler of the universe. It's an extraordinary feast day, although fairly recent in our church's history. It was instituted by Pope Pius XI back in 1925. And it was instituted to remind Catholics and really Christians throughout the world that in the end of all things, Jesus Christ is the Lord. He has no equal on this earth, and no one on this earth should claim that absolute authority that flows from our Heavenly Father through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And more specifically, I think Pope Pius XI instituted this feast day because of the growing political ideologies in the 20th century, claiming absolute authority, claiming an absolute newness of understanding of the human person. And so many of these ideological movements, and I think the most significant were the communist movements and those that mimicked what happened in Germany and Italy, the fascist movements, were by and large very anti-Christian. But I think what specifically prompted Pius XI to do this is what happened in Mexico, when through a series of revolutions, an individual came to authority as dictator in Mexico and started an extraordinary crusade against the Catholic Church. And in fact, those Mexican Catholics who resisted this more than secularization were known as the Cristeros, the followers of Christ. And therefore, the Pope dedicated this feast day and recommended it to all Catholics as a reminder that there is only one king, one ruler, over ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and that is Jesus Christ, who is King. Now, originally, the feast day was celebrated on the last Sunday of October. But after the Second Vatican Council, the feast was placed at the very end of the liturgical calendar, and I think very wisely, because it is a statement that when all is said and done, when we understand the reality of the ministry of Jesus Christ that has been celebrated throughout a liturgical year, in the end, Christ will be revealed as all in all. And as the reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians, which is our second reading for the Mass of the feast day, we recognize Christ as the one through whom all was created and all is being sustained. And the rejection of the lordship of Jesus Christ means the rejection of reality, and often with terrible consequences. To try to replace Jesus Christ as ruler of our lives, of our nations, of the entire universe, is to reject the authority of God. And as St. John Paul II once remarked, if you forget God, you are going to forget what it means to be a human person. And the human person becomes subject to all sorts of arbitrary authority, seekers of power, and what often follows are terrible consequences, great cruelties, the devaluation of individual human life that we recognized and actually had to endure throughout the 20th century. For in claiming Christ the King, we acclaim not only something about the absolute nature of God, who is our Creator and Redeemer, but about ourselves as well. For only if Jesus is King can we flourish as the human persons we are called to be by our baptism and by our very nature. Now, it's interesting, as we celebrate this feast day, that the various evangelists in their Gospels seem to stress a particular part of that kingship. In cycle A of the readings in the lectionary, the Gospel for this feast day is taken from Matthew. And in Matthew, the reading that is used is the one that reveals Jesus as King and as final judge, of calling all people before him, dividing them into the sheep and the goats, and indicating how, in fact, that judgment is being made of those who have helped the poor, fed the hungry, clothed the naked. And the question was, well, when we did this, how did we do it for you? So Matthew stressed Christ as the final judge of the world. And it's a very, very astringent reminder that all of us will face that reality. In cycle B, although that cycle is dedicated to the Gospel of Mark, the reading for the feast day is taken from the Gospel of John. And the passage that is read out is the scene in which Jesus is speaking with Pontius Pilate, and they are involved in a discussion of the meaning of kingship. And in that scene, a very famous scene, there is that powerful contrast between the worldly kingship and the kingship of God. And in fact, it was here that Pilate made that very famous remark when Jesus spoke about those who seek the truth will follow him. The Roman procurator simply said, well, what is truth? And it is waffling on that question which causes some terrible consequences. But in our reading for this feast day, since it is cycle C, is taken from Luke. And here again is an interesting difference of emphasis, but one that enriches the others that we can read. The evangelist Luke locates the kingship of Christ from the cross, revealing the inner reality of God as merciful love and self-giving. And in fact, it is in that self-giving, that pouring out of love and mercy we notice in Jesus Christ, giving all that he had for the good of the others, that established his authority as king over our hearts, our minds, our very being. And you may notice in this coming feast day's Mass that the Gospel from Luke is paired with the reading from the book of Samuel, which speaks about the anointing of David as king. But in fact, he's anointed as the shepherd of his people, not simply as king. And here in this scene from Luke, we have that very poignant dialogue between the good thief and our Lord Jesus Christ, in which the mercy of his sacrifice on the cross is poured out on that companion of our Lord in agony, forgiving, restoring, and welcoming the thief into the kingdom. This is Christ the King, that self-giving, that pouring out, that sense of renewal, and revealing that at heart, God's first attribute is love. Now, in the Feast of Christ the King, we celebrate the summation of the meaning of the entire ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in this feast day, we are also called upon not only to meditate on the meaning of that ministry, but where that ministry is taking us. For we look back not only on our Lord's ministry here on earth some 2,000 years ago, but we look forward to its final revelation on the last days. So I think it is important as we celebrate with great joy that Jesus Christ is King, that Jesus Christ is a Savior, as well as a companion and a teacher, that we are being called to prepare for that final moment in human history when all things will reach their proper end. And unlike so many who approach these last days with some fear and trembling, for faithful Christians, it should be approached with great expectation and a profound joy. So, as we prepare to celebrate the end of this liturgical year and prepare for the beginning of a new one, it is important for us to understand more fully the meaning of who Jesus Christ is in all of his fullness. We recognize deep within our being that the ultimate authority belongs to God alone, who is Creator and Redeemer. And in following Jesus Christ, we take up our responsibility to give witness to our faith, to our hope, to our expectations, especially in a world which often leads so many people down blind alleys and wrong paths. To give that witness as Christians to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and an understanding that as we hear his voice, as we follow his example, we are touched by the profound goodness and truth and the great beauty of God our Creator.